Page 129. 3. Listen to the story.
Father Christmas is having a cup of tea. He is very worried. Rudolph, his reindeer, is ill. He looks at the calendar.
10 days to Christmas. What can I do?
Let me see. Okay, now look at the snowmobiles.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. But how can I buy a snowmobile at the North Pole?
No problem. We can buy a snowmobile on the internet.
8 days later, Rudolph the reindeer is okay again. 9 days later, the snowmobile arrives. Father Christmas is very happy.
What's that orange thing for?
Well, it's a snowmobile.
What's the snowmobile for?
Well, I can take the presents to the children with it.
Father Christmas is very excited. He gets on the snowmobile and drives around his house. Hooray! Father Christmas shouts. The snowmobile is great fun. A day later, he and his wife put all the presents on the snowmobile. Then Father Christmas drives off. The reindeer watch him go away. They are not very happy. At midnight, Father Christmas arrives in a small village in England. He lands on the roof of a house. He takes out the presents for a boy and a girl. Then he climbs down the chimney. He puts the small presents in the stockings and the big presents under the Christmas tree. Back on the roof, he tries to start his snowmobile. Nothing. It doesn't start. He tries again. Nothing. What can I do now? He thinks. He climbs down the chimney again. Then he goes to the children's room. He knocks at the door. Nothing. Then he knocks again.
Wake up, Kevin! Someone's knocking at our door.
Who is it?
It's me, Father Christmas. Can I use your phone?
Yes, of course.
They show Father Christmas where the phone is. Father Christmas takes the phone book.
Sorry. Can you help me to find the number of the AA? I can't read without my glasses.
What's AA, Nicole?
The AA people help you when you have a problem with your car.
That's right. My snowmobile is on your roof and it doesn't work.
Nicole dials the number for Father Christmas.
AA, what can we do for you?
My snowmobile is on the roof of number 14 Blackbird Close in Biggleswade.
What's your name, sir?
I'm Father Christmas.
I haven't got time for jokes, sir. We're very busy tonight.
Oh, what can I do now?
What about your reindeer? Can they help you?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Father Christmas dials his number. He asks his wife to send the reindeer.
They are angry because of the snowmobile.
What can I do now?
We've got oranges and apples in the kitchen. The reindeer can have them.
Father Christmas tells his wife about the apples and oranges for the reindeer. Okay, she says. I can try. Give me your number. His wife phones again 5 minutes later and tells Father Christmas that the reindeer are on their way. Thank you very much, children, Father Christmas says. Half an hour later, the reindeer arrive. They push the snowmobile off the roof and it crashes into a small pond in front of the children's house. Father Christmas and the reindeer wave goodbye to the children. Then they fly away. The next morning, the children open their presents. They are very happy. Then they have breakfast with their dad.
Look, what's that orange thing in the pond?
Dad goes to check. After 5 minutes, he comes back.
That's really strange. It's a snowmobile. Maybe Father Christmas forgot it.
Kevin looks at Nicole, and Nicole looks at Kevin.
Come on, Dad. Kevin's 11 and I'm 12. We don't believe in Father Christmas anymore.